Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, October 3rd, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. With the first report of Ebola reaching the United States this week, it is important that we do not allow the sensationalism to distract us. As flight attendants and safety professionals, we come in contact with hundreds of thousands of passengers daily as we ensure they arrive safely to their destination around the world. Our training and expertise have prepared us for situations like this, and the standard operating procedures outlined in our FAOM under the first aid chapter provide us with the tools to protect ourselves while we are on board the aircraft. Currently, the following are some of the universal precautions already on board: protective gloves, antimicrobial wipes, antiseptic wipes, infection control kit, microshields, antimicrobial soap. It is important that we are informed and aware of the facts about Ebola. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, has provided many resources and guidelines for the airline community. The CDC has reported that when an infection of Ebola occurs in a human, the virus can be spread in several ways to others. The only way Ebola is spread is through direct contact, through broken skin or mucous membranes in, for example, the eyes, nose, or mouth, with blood or bodily fluids, including but not limited to urine, saliva, sweat, feces, vomit, breast milk, and semen, of a person who is sick with Ebola, objects like needles and syringes that have been contaminated with the virus, and infected animals. Ebola is not spread through the air, by water, or by food. It is important to note that the CDC has stated and confirmed that the passenger who traveled on our aircraft was not contagious at the time. It is important to note that for a person to be contagious, they must be exhibiting symptoms of Ebola, which include a fever, temperature of 101.5, and any one or more of the following symptoms: headache, muscle pain, diarrhea, vomiting, stomach pain, or unexplained bruising or bleeding. While working a flight, the CDC recommends flight attendants to follow standard hygiene practices: frequent hand washing, including the wrists, avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth, and if you have cuts or sores on your skin, they should be covered with a bandage to control the spread of infection, even when gloves are used during an emergency. If you observe a passenger during boarding that appears to be too ill to fly, your immediate action should be to advise the cockpit, purser, and CSR. Besides the general appearance of an ill passenger, other warning signs may include profuse sweating, difficulty breathing, visible rash, and persistent coughing. When handling materials contaminated with blood or bodily fluid, you should use universal precautions. Treat all blood and bodily fluid as if it is known to be contagious. This can be accomplished by following United's procedures outlined in your FAOM, including the use of the infection control kit and the CPR mask. If you believe that you have been exposed to a virus or infectious disease, you should follow instructions provided by MedLink, and that's at 1-215-942-8226, and upon landing, notify a supervisor. Our AFA MEC Safety, Health, and Security Committee, along with United In-Flight and Medical, the CDC, and other world organizations, will continue to monitor all health situations in our workplace, and we will report news as necessary. For more information, please visit our MEC Safety, Health, and Security page and our Flight Attendant Alert Center for updated important alerts about Ebola and other communications for flight attendants. Also, visit the CDC's Infection Control Guidelines for Cabin Crew Members on Commercial Aircraft for more information on practical measures you can take to protect yourself, passengers, and your flying partners. AFA's system-wide biannual voter registration and information drives for the upcoming November 4th midterm elections will conclude on Monday, October 6th from 0900 until 1400 in the SFO domicile. If you are passing through San Francisco this coming Saturday through Monday and need information on registering to vote or obtaining an absentee ballot, please stop by the table. If you've been unable to visit one of our voter registration tables, please visit the 2014 midterm elections page on our website or contact your local council government affairs committee. Our annual benefits open enrollment period to enroll in and or make changes to benefit options for 2015 will open on October 13th and run through October 31st, 2014. Management has sent postcards to employees' homes to advise that we will not receive printed benefit enrollment decision guides this year. Instead, employees are directed to the company's website to obtain this information under the Employee Services tab. Keep in mind, these benefit elections become effective as of January 1, 2015. We anticipate that we will receive a number of questions from those of you who are considering bidding for the Enhanced Early Out program. You are required to make your benefit elections during the open enrollment period and may make changes, if necessary, during the correction period that follows open enrollment. If you are a successful bidder and are eligible to participate in retiree medical, you will be provided a subsequent opportunity to make your retiree medical benefits elections within 45 days of your exit date from United Airlines. Refer to our AFA retirement FAQ on unitedafa.org. Retiree benefits open enrollment will occur after open enrollment for active employees has concluded. The 2014 Fall United Master Executive Council meeting will be held on Tuesday, October 21st and 22nd, 2014, at the Hyatt Rosemont in Chicago. Elections will take place at the upcoming meeting for the following MEC committee positions: Membership Engagement Committee Chairperson, Hotel and Transportation Committee Member, and Central Schedule Committee Member. Candidates for the above positions must be active members in good standing and should submit a signed willingness to serve statement and/or a resume. Interested candidates are encouraged but not required to give an in-person interview at the 2014 Fall MEC meeting. Any candidate who wishes to appear for an interview must do so at their personal expense. For more information or to submit your willingness to serve statement and resume, please visit our MEC committee election section of our website. Even if you don't plan to run for an MEC position, we encourage all members to witness our democratic process by attending either your local council meeting and or the MEC meeting if you are in the Chicago area. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.